Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We're doing Perek Chi, the ninth chapter of Hilchos Tshuva. That's on page Samach in most standard Rambams. Halacha Aleph. Ya'akash shenod shemat muskar and shalmit v'satol v'shenizkala. Im shemanu de'ach Hashem akotu b'torah. Hi chai olam haba. Since we know that the reward of the mitzvahs and the good things that we merit if we keep the way of Hashem, as is written in the Torah, so we know that that reward and those good things are the world to come. Shneimer, it says, that it should be good for you and you should have long days, and as the Rambam has previously explained, that this is referring to the world to come. We also know that the vengeance that befalls the wicked, the punishment that is, who forsook the ways of righteousness, written in the Torah, he akaris, that is to be cut off, that soul shall surely be cut off for its sin is with it. If so, Mao Zhikosa Bakalatara Kulam in Tishmu Yigilachem Kach, Mlotishmu Yikurachem Kach. Bukhalotanadvan Balamazer. Why then does the Torah say, if you keep the Torah, such and such will happen to you. If you don't, such and such will happen to you. And it talks not about spiritual things, but about events in this world. Kadon, for example, Selva Varav, plenty or hunger. Umuchama Vishalam, war and peace. Umalchus the shiflus, having dominion and being on a low level. Yeshivas Aretz the Golus, dwelling in the land of Israel and being exiled. Vatzlachas Maisa Vefedo, success or failure in your actions. Vishakal Divrebris, and the rest of the covenant. Rambam answers, Kalos and Avar Memetayu, the Yiyu, all of those things were and are true and will be true, as far as what happened already and as far as the prophecies that will happen. With manshanos and call mitzvah Torah, yigil eno tov v'salam azeh kulan. If we do all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, all of the good things of this world will befall us. With manshanah over naleim, when we transgress them, tikrenos sanah ra'ah teksuvos, the bad things written in the Torah will befall us. The avah became, nevertheless, enos and atovos, himself matnas chashah mitzvahs. Those good things are not the ultimate reward of the mitzvahs. V'los and ra'ah himself and akamash enos mavo kol mitzvahs. Nor are those bad things the ultimate punishment for transgression of the mitzvah. This is the meaning of all of these things. Hashem gave us this Torah, Eitz Chaim, which is the tree of life. The Yodo, Dea Gemura Nechona, whoever does all that is written in it and knows it with a complete and proper knowledge, he merits with it the world to come. According to the greatness of his deeds and the amount of his wisdom, he merits it. The more you did and understand, the more you appreciate of the next world. The Torah promises us that if we observe the Torah with joy and with a good soul, the Talmud, you constantly enjoy its wisdom, then the Torah promises us that he will remove from us all of those things that stop us from doing it. To go, for example, choli, melchama, v'rav, u'kiyos behen, illness, war, famine, and so on. V'yashpia lanu kol ha'tovus ha'masikos es yadeinu la'asas ha'Torah. He will give to us all of those good things that helps us to do the Torah. To go, tzova, v'shalom, v'bikas v'zav, plenty of food, peace, gold and silver. We'll have all of those things. Why not as a reward, but we won't have to occupy ourselves all of our days taking care of our bodily needs, because we'll have food and money. We'll have free time to study the wisdom of Torah to do the mitzvahs. So we should merit the world to come. So all of these things are rewards. They're merely saying that if you do the Torah, Hashem will facilitate your continuing to do the Torah without interruption. It says in the Torah, after it promises all of the good things of this world, then it says, it will be righteousness for us if we do this Torah. So that explains the rewards, which are really just facilitators to keep the Torah. Similarly, we have the opposite thing that the Torah tells us. If we purposely leave the Torah, forsake it, and we occupy ourselves with the foolishness and vanities of the temporal world. Like it says, Israel became fat and he kicked. Shadayno emes yoter min ha'otzim kol tovus olamazeh, that the true judge will remove from those who forsook the Torah all of the good things of this world. Shem chasku yideyem livo, they cause them to kick and rebel. Maybe alem kol ros amonim osam alik yos olam haba, and then as a punishment he brings all of these bad things that stop them from acquiring the world to come. They shiyol devarisham, so that they should be destroyed in their wickedness. This is what it says in the Torah. Because you didn't serve God with joy, you will serve your enemy that God sends against you. Therefore, the explanation of all of those blessings and curses in the following manner. That is to say, if you serve God with joy, and you kept his way, he gives you these blessings, and he removes the curses from you, until you are free to study the wisdom of the Torah, to occupy yourself with it, so you should merit the world to come. It will be good for you in the world that is all good. You will have long days in the world that is all long. And you will merit both worlds. Good life in this world, which brings to the world to come. Because if he doesn't acquire wisdom and good deeds in this world, he doesn't have with what to merit the next world. There is no action or reckoning or knowledge or wisdom in the grave. You have to do whatever you do in this world. Then the mazakimus Hashem. If you forsake God, the shagisim b'maychol b'mishtos nus b'delmahem, and you spend your time with eating, drinking, and being sexually immoral, and so on, then Hashem brings all of these curses upon you. If he removes all of the blessings, that your days are all taken up with fear. You won't have a free heart and a complete body to do the mitzvahs with. And through this you're going to be ruined and destroyed from the world to come. Therefore you're going to lose both worlds. If a person is occupied in this world with illness, with war, with hunger, in a metastatic love of chokhmah, love of mitzvahs, so he doesn't occupy himself with wisdom or with the mitzvahs, then zochul chaylom haba, through which you merit the world to come. Halacha beis. Zen is avu kol yisrael neviyei v'chachmei emli mosa Mashiach. For this reason, all of the prophets and sages of Israel desired the time of Mashiach, k'dei she'enuchum malchios, they should have rest from governments, she'enem manichos le'elatik b'tara b'mitzvah kogan, that stop them from learning Torah and mitzvahs properly, the oppressive governments. So they will have; those will no longer disturb them. The insulin might go up; they'll find rest. The year of Chokhmah, they will have an opportunity to learn a lot of wisdom. So they should merit the world to come. You should also yom them, because in those days of Mashiach, tarba day of Chokhmah v'emes, there'll be a lot of knowledge and wisdom and truth. Shneimer, it says, kimala day of Hashem, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God. Shneimer, it says, v'lo yilamdu ishes achiv ishes vei, or man will no longer teach his brother and his friend. And Amr says, Vasirosi, a slave, whatever, and Mitzakam, I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh. That king, Mashiach, will rise from the seed of David, will be wiser even than Shlomo. But now we go to who carved the Moshe Rabbeinu, he'll be a great prophet close to the level of Moshe. And therefore, Yilmud Kolam, V'yarosam, Derech Hashem, he will teach all of the people and show them the way of God. All of the nations will come to hear him. Shinemar, it says, V'ayibach, V'tayamim, Nachan, Yehah, Beit Hashem, Rosh Haharim. The end of the days, established will be the mountain of the house of God at the head of all of the mountains. But the ultimate of the reward and the final good thing that has no end and no diminishment is the life of the world to come. The time of Mashiach is this world. And the world goes along as normal. It's still a physical, normal world. Ella, Shamalchus in Israel, except the kingdom goes back to Israel. Amu Chacham Rishonim, in the early sages already said, Ein Bein Olam Azeli, Mosu Mashiach, Elashivut Malchus Levav. The only difference between this world and the time of Mashiach is the domination of the government. The foreign governments will no longer dominate us, and then we will have the opportunity to excel in Torah and mitzvah. And, as the Rambam says, through this acquire the merit for the world to come.